The home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome to Flyer Feedback here on 1290, 95.7 WHIO Radio. We're here at Flanagan Pub after the Flyers' 90-61 victory over Charleston Southern. With me tonight is Hall of Famer Keith Walkowski. Good game, Keith. I think the defensive effort seemed better tonight. I think the movement of the ball, we talked earlier in the week, of they went back to really a lot of basic stuff that in practice this week.
Yeah, it took them a little while to settle in the first half. I mean, obviously jumped right out, 14-0 lead, and then almost looks like they took their foot off the gas a little bit and took a little too lightly on the other team, on Charleston Southern. But then second half, they absolutely had things clicking, and we're looking good on both ends.
Yeah, and a different lineup tonight. We talked about it earlier. I think they went a little smaller with Trey Landers into the game tonight. So this team could go big and they could go small. Some things that we talked about earlier, you know, it makes a problem for other teams too, guarding us along those lines.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I think the lineup we went with tonight, you know, obviously a little bit different. I haven't been at practice recently to know if there was anything going on, if it was just to make sure that we matched up well with Charleston Southern or what was going on there. Obviously it worked. And we do have, fortunately, a really deep bench. We got a good rotation. We're going to play 9-10 guys every single game, and guys that can get out there, and we really don't have a drop off when we go to our bench. So kind of, and I think, you know, Anthony Grant will probably say the same thing. Doesn't really matter who starts, who finishes, as long as everybody's out when they're on the court doing their job.
Yeah, another great evening for Obi Toppin, a double double. He just amazes you every time he's out there. He's a couple rebounds. You can see his hand just above everybody else. I mean, he's so athletic. Compared to another 6'9", 6'10" kids.
Yeah, he's kind of fun to watch, isn't he? Especially you get him out there on some of those fast breaks, and he's just high flying above the rim, a little bit of windmills, a little bit of showtime, and you know, it's fun to watch. You know, especially if we're winning, provided that we're winning, because you know that stuff's not happening if we're losing. But he's really long, really big wingspan. He is a quick jumper. If you watch him, he goes up to block a shot, but he's right back up to get the rebound. Same thing on offense. If he misses a shot, because it doesn't happen all that often. But his second jump is really, really quick as well. And, you know, he's athletic enough and skilled enough dribbling the ball that he can get it, turn, and start pressing the break up the floor and find guys that way. And I think we've done a good job of that so far this year, getting out running in fast break. Now we got to start it with our defense, and at times that has been, you know, a little bit lacking. If we were really being nitpicky, but getting out and running in the fast break obviously is going to be one of the keys to what we're doing this year to jumpstart our offense.
I agree with you. I think with the depth that we have on this team, and I know in practice they do a lot of quick 12 second drills and things like that. So we're not going to get tired, I don't think, with enough players on the floor tonight. I thought Dwayne Cohill came off the bench, did a really good defensive job in the second half. I think he probably is our best defender when it comes to ball on the ball and everything. And he can do a lot of things other guys can't do. So shooting percentage tonight was very, very good. Didn't have to really shoot that many threes, but when we did, it was good. The free throw shooting percentage was great, and we out-rebounded them 38-24. So it's a team that was a little bit smaller. We'll have our hands full in a couple weeks with bigger teams, but we'll just have to wait and see how it goes next week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was one of those games by the time we actually settled in was gave us an opportunity to work on some things in offense. And you know, over the course of the game, when I was watching the team, and what I was getting was – when they were playing unselfishly and running the offense and really didn't matter who was scoring or who was doing what, just that, you know, everybody was doing their job, things went really, really well. And we clicked and we had nice drives, drop off, dishes, dunks, assists, knocking down some shots. It looked really good. But when we settled in and almost seemed like we had an attitude of this is going to be an easy game, we don't have to work that hard, or we got a little selfish and, well, let me try to get a couple extra points and pad my statistics, it seemed like we started to fall apart a little bit. When we started to try to force the issue personally, things fell apart for us. So we just got to remember, you know, that team game is going to work for us. And if you're the one that's driving or setting a screen on one possession, you're going to be the recipient of a pass the next possession. And I think ultimately, deep down, these guys are really unselfish. They play well together. And when they can focus in and do that, you know, we could be a really dangerous team.
I agree. I think in practice you can see them when they really are clicking on is when they're just doing the basic stuff, not thinking too much, just taking command of the game and going from there. So I can say it's a good win, 90-61. We'll have another one next week, but now I'm assuming tomorrow they'll probably be off, being a Sunday, get back at Monday and a quick turnaround again next week.
I'm not sure if they'll be off tomorrow. I know there's a game Tuesday, so you know they might do a little something. They'll at least get together, watch some film, maybe walk through some stuff. So it'll probably be a little bit light practice. The benefit to going deep, we didn't have anybody play 30 minutes.
Nope.
We had, I think, you know, seven guys that played at least 20 minutes. So we're able to balance the load, get some guys some rest while still playing them. You know, we don't have to take them completely out of games, and guys aren't being, you know, terribly overworked.
No.
at the same time. So
when you look at last year, we had to struggle with only seven players sometimes, and you look down there and poor Jalen Crutch is looking for a break, and there just wasn't a break. So that's what makes it nice with Dwayne coming off the bench, with Trey starting tonight, with then Chase coming off the bench. So I think we're very, you know, we're able to play different positions with this group. So we're very, very, we can play some, Obi can play a five if he needs to, Chase can play a three or four. So with that depth, it gives us a lot of flexibility.
And nobody's really got to pace themselves.
No.
You know, you're not going into a game knowing that, you know, Jalen Crutcher doesn't think at the start of this game, well, I got to make sure that I've got enough gas at the end because I'm going to play 36 or 38 minutes of this game. Like, they can just go, they can play hard. When they get a break, they can get a break. It's 2 minutes. Maybe if they, you know, if Anthony times it right with who he wants in and the rotation works out and you get him a minute before a media timeout, take that media timeout, come back, you got a good 5 minute break for 1 minute o'clock.
Well, it's about time to take a break. Dayton, a winner tonight, 90-61 over Charleston Southern. We'll talk more if after the break. Live from Flanagan, home of the Flyers.
The home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. The home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
And back once again here at the University of Dayton for To the Court with Anthony Grant. It's brought to you by Pickrell Schaefer and Ebling, a Dayton-based law firm for 100 years. Tom Michaels here talking with the coach now. Coach, a 90-61 win today. When I look at that game, I thought the second half was very solid. But the first half, your team seemed to be playing in spurts. And they got off to that big lead right away. And then all of a sudden, they were kind of playing for themselves, it looked like.
Well, I think, you know, like I tell them, you know, this is second game of the season. You know, we're at November 16th. And this is not it's not a sprint, it's a marathon in terms of us understanding every game we come out, it's a chance for us to learn about ourselves, to learn what allows us to become a team that, from a defensive standpoint and from an offensive standpoint, can be connected and play well together. You know, and I thought you were right. In the first half, we were a little disjointed. We got kind of out of character in terms of what allowed us to build the lead. So we just had to redirect some things. And I thought, after about the 10-minute mark for the rest of the half, I thought we were actually pretty solid. We came in, I think, at half, and they were at about a .88 DER defensively. We did a pretty good job. But the two areas that we struggled with in the first half were turnovers. We had 9 turnovers in the first half. We shot at a pretty good clip when we didn't turn it over. And then the other part was they were able to get to the offensive glass. I think they had 7 offensive rebounds in the first half, which gave them extra possessions. Obviously, the second half, we got a little bit better in terms of keeping them off the glass. I think they had maybe 4 in the second half. The turnovers, we still had issues in terms of turning the ball over. But overall, you know, those are areas for our guys that we're continuing to try to build habits with in terms of what it takes to become the best version of ourselves. And like I said, we've got different combinations on the floor that, to be honest with you, sometimes on the floor, it's the first time those groups play together because we've got limited bodies on a daily basis in practice. So they're learning each other, and it's a process. It's a process that we'll have to go through. And hopefully every game we learn a little bit more about who we are and what allows us to be successful.
You changed the starting lineup because Trey Landers got the start there and Chase Johnson then came off the bench. And to me, it looked like that worked from two different standpoints because Trey had a good game as a starter. And it looked to me like Chase was maybe a little bit more relaxed coming in there in the game situation as he did, and he played very well.
Yeah, well, the one thing I tell our guys, you know, we're going to need everybody. You know, so all nine of our available scholarship guys right now, they have to be ready and they have to understand scouting report. They have to understand what allows us to be successful. So, you know, I know that's, you know, something that people like to talk about. I'm not really into who starts the game, but I'm more interested in what we get out of guys when they're in there. And we're going to need everybody in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish this year.
Well, you take a look at that. Your starters, all five of them, in double figures tonight. And, of course, led by Obi Toppin, 21 points. He also got the double-double with the 11 rebounds. You took him out early. Was that because of the game situation, or did he maybe get shaken up a little bit on that one play?
No, like I said, you know, we've got nine guys that work hard every day. And you know, the game situation was one where we had a lead, and I didn't see a need to put him back in the game. But, you know, what I was really impressed with tonight is we had 27 assists on 37 made baskets. So our guys shared the ball. You know, and that's when we're at our best, when the ball moves. I thought, you know, all the guys did a good job of trying to make plays for each other. And sometimes maybe a little bit too much, you know, because of the turnover number that we ended up with. But we just got to learn, you know, what works for us and you know, just continue to get better.
Well, you just got 3 days this time. You had a whole week since your last game. Just 3 days this time. How does that change your preparation for Nebraska?
Yeah, well, it's a lot different, obviously, than what we've had. I think, you know, obviously we've got, you know, tomorrow and Monday to get prepared for a game on Tuesday. So it'll be a quick turnaround for our guys. But hopefully the things that we've talked about and the things that we've been able to learn through practice and through our first two games will allow us to continue to get better.
Hey, could you tell us anything about Nebraska Omaha at this point, or are you just taking it one game at a
time? Yeah, I'm a one game at a time guy.
Okay. Congratulations, Coach Anthony Grant here. Thank you.
All right, go Flyers.
All righty. And the coach here, as the Dayton Flyers come up with a 90-61 win to go 2-0 on the season, the victim today, Charleston Southern. It'll be Nebraska Omaha on Tuesday night on WHI. The pregame will start at 6 o'clock, and then Larry and crew will have the game coming up at 7. So we thank everybody for being with us here today, both in person and on the radio. Again, the final score, Dayton 90, Charleston Southern 61. My name is Tom Michaels. For Brooks Hall and everybody involved, thank you for being with us here on the Home of the Flyers.
The Home of the Flyers, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. The Bud Light Postgame Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. Brought to you by Bud Light. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating. Make your parking lot look great again. Go to vandaliablacktop.com to see how. Duell Law. It's our business to know your business. Mayberry's Van and Storage. Are you moving? Trust Mayberry's for all your moving and storage needs. Code Credit Union, celebrating 80 years in 2020. And by Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. The Bud Light Postgame Show on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk. University of Dayton Basketball is a presentation of 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. The announcers for today's game were chosen in conjunction with the University of Dayton. Get up, Flyer fans. It's the show just for you. Flyer Feedback, presented by Bud Light and live from Flanagan's Pub on Stewart Street in Dayton. Stop by after the game for delicious food and 24 beers on tap. Flyer Feedback is brought to you by Bud Light. Keep it crisp with Bud Light. And by Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student staff destination for Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. Call in with your comments or questions, 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on 1290. And 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Now, here's your host, John Bedell.
John Bedell, I'm Rex, my buddy Keith here. Welcome back to Flyer Feedback here on 1290 95.7 WHI Radio. We're here at Flanagan's. Remember, you can call in on 457-1290 or get to the Bud Light microphone. Keith, great win tonight. Five players in double figures. It's got to keep everybody happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a good all-around team effort. We heard Coach Grant's comments afterwards a little bit. When we play as a team, we're doing well. When we get away from that, we started turning the ball over. And it's one of those games that you're working on something every single game. These guys are working on their own rotations. A lot of these guys, like you said, don't get a chance to necessarily play with the entire lineup that they're using on the court during games as they are in practice. It was a good effort.
Let's talk a little bit about Jordy Shimanga. We're not sure what his status is. Limit practice, everything is really pretty secret, and I understand that from a privacy issue. I know he's been doing a few drills in practice, but he has not participated in a full practice. My question is, I know that they want to redshirt Moulet with the situation. I just wonder, when it comes to a point, when they're going to make the decision about Jordy. Hopefully, maybe it's when you make the trip to Hawaii when we talk about it a little later. But I think it makes them a little thinner. But when, we're sort of a little bit short when it comes to having another big man at this point.
Yeah, I think you make the decision on Jordy based on when Jordy's ready. And ultimately, they're not going to rush it back because they don't want to have any type of setbacks with him. And they don't want to lose him for a really prolonged period of time. So they're going to make sure that he's ready, A. Then they got to make sure that he's in shape enough to actually go out on the court and compete at the level that they want him to compete at and that the team needs him to compete at. B. As far as Moulet goes, I think it's not that I'm comparing him to Frankie Policelli, but, the word on the street with Frankie was constantly that Frankie's going to redshirt. But Frankie, every game, came out in a uniform. And when we finally got to the point that, hey, we needed the body, and he had to come in, and we had to play, and we had to use him. So, unfortunately, we were not able to redshirt him at that point. So, I think with Moo, that's kind of the same situation. If we end up needing him,
right.
If somebody goes down, knock on wood, God forbid, we don't want any major injuries, but if something were to happen and we did need him, we would know that he's available.
Yeah, this is a whole new game for Moo. You watch him in practice, he's, just such a physical specimen. For a kid 19 years old,
is.
I look at him and think, I just can't believe this kid. Once he gets in a weight room and goes through a year of learning what we're trying to do and everything, I think there's nothing but the sky and the limit for him.
Yeah, he is a big, strong kid. And, he's not completely raw. He can play a little bit, but when you watch him out on the court, it's not necessarily coming as naturally to him quite yet. Now, with that being said, the kid works hard. And he's got his nose in on every single rebound. When you watch him in practice, when you watch him, and I know he got some minutes in the exhibition game, he is always in the mix for rebounds, which is something that, if that's his calling, if that's his niche, and ultimately that's going to get him some playing time in the future. He can continue to work on that and hopefully excel, and then add some other supplemental pieces to his game as well.
When it's so nice because you can see the older guys mentoring him, saying, you need to go there and move, or you need to make this move on the pick and rolls. And I think he's learning what we're trying to do. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the same point, it helps the other guys on the team, not necessarily just move, but the other bigs and the other guards, to help him out, to know the whole system, know the players, know where each and everybody's supposed to be, not just that broke down, why did it broke down, but hey, this is the reason that it broke down. Let's do what we got to be able to recognize it and fix it.
Remember, you can reach us on 457-1290 or come to the Bud Light microphone. A short week. Come back Tuesday night against Nebraska and Omaha. I don't know much about them along those lines, but as we said, it's going to be a quick turnaround, so I'm sure they're going to have to get back at it again tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I know they're from Omaha, and that's about the extent of my knowledge on them as well. But yeah, I'm sure they've got some film broken down on them already, so they're going to start watching it, start looking at their personnel and their plays and what they need to prepare for on the defensive end of the court, and then as well as what they're going to face on the offensive end of the court too. So they'll get after it. I'm confident they will. They always do, and they know how to execute these things. So. Get ready for Tuesday now.
Get ready for Tuesday. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but as we were talking earlier, we've got the Hawaii trip coming up in a week. Can you sort of tell us, Keith, the plans, that, you know, when you guys are leaving and when you're planning on getting there and what the procedure is going
to
be.
We'll get out there a couple of days early, be able to adjust to the time zone, get a couple of practices under their legs. And then, you know, the plan is, especially that first game against Georgia, is at 9 o'clock, 9:30 local time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an early game. That's going back to some grade school days that wake up and play. The good thing about it is you don't have to wait around all day being anxious, just wanting to get out there and play. You just get to wake up and go. The bad thing is you know, that's the case. It's going to be an early wake-up call to make sure that you're eating at the right time so that your body can digest it, and then you can go out and actually play and not feel lethargic or have you know, have everything sitting on your stomach like that. So, yeah, they'll get out there a couple days early, get some practices under their belts, and, you know, they'll be preparing for Georgia, and then hopefully can come away with the win, and then it's, you know, quick turnaround for the next opponent.
Yeah, when you look at the roster of the teams, and this might be the most loaded I've seen in the last 5 or 6 years in the Maui Classic, with Michigan State in there, with Kansas in there. You've got teams that are ranked in the top 3 to 4 in the country, so it's going to be a handful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But those are the opportunities, and those are the challenges that you welcome, that you want to have, and hopefully we can put ourselves in a position to win those games.
Remember, you can reach us on 457-1290 or come to the Flyer Feedback Bud Light microphone. Obi Toppin, another double-double. I'm sure there's pro scouts looking at him as we're talking about things. I know in practices sometimes they've been in there. I mean, I'm looking where his deficiencies are. I don't see a lot at this point. He's shooting the ball better. And he's rebounding really effectively, and he's more bulk. He's got more bulk than he's had in the past. So I think the sky is going to be the limit for him.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And there's, I mean, you can't say enough about what he brings to this team and his athleticism. You know, again, I think the challenge for him is to play within himself, to not force it, to not try to do too much where it ends up being detrimental to the team. And I think a little bit tonight we saw that. I think he forced a couple of shots, and then he ended up with a couple of turnovers too. And, again, it's early. The wheels aren't falling off. The sky's not falling. These are things when you're looking for something to pick on, those are some things we can pick on. But overall, he has been he's been really good for us. He carried us through the first game when we didn't have anything else going. You know, Obi was the one that was there. He was the one that was scoring. And, you know, as much good that he brings to the team, we can't fall into the trap of only relying on him. If things are going to go bad, okay, let's Obi dig us out. Like, everybody else has to be able to dig in and do their part and get us out of the lulls that we'll come across.
Well, we had 5 guys in double figures tonight, so that's just, I think it's just going to add to the team. We've got Bud Light Mike.
Hey, guys. Before the game, we heard that a couple of the goals were to win the game and not give opponents anything that on film that they can really game plan for. And I thought Chase Johnson did an exceptional job of hiding any ability to play defense. And I don't think anyone's going to defend our three-point shooting in the next couple of games unless we get something going, because I don't know where it's gone. They looked so well. They shot so well in that exhibition game, and the last 2 games, they can't find the basket.
Well, I think there's a lot of, you know, one thing it's funny, Keith, we were talking about this the other day. You know, really they only practice at the arena usually one day beforehand. And, you know, I would, as a coach, would like to be able to be in there 2 or 3 more days, but I think the three-point shooting is going to come back. Rodney Chapman's an excellent shooter. Jalen's capable of doing that. Ibby Watson might be the best shooter on the team. So I think our shooting will come around when time comes.
Well, and I think if you look at the quality of the shots that we're getting, when we're penetrating and kicking for open shots, we'll knock them down. If we have to force them or they're fading away at the end of the shot clock, it's a little bit more difficult. Now, with that being said, you know, we shot 38% from the three-point line tonight. And if that's going to be an off night from the three-point line, then I'll take that every day of the week. So I can see at times where we want everything to go in. We had some good looks that we didn't knock down. It happens.
Right.
We're still settling into game rhythms, and that's like extremely hard to replicate through practice, through any type of exhibition. So getting those game legs and getting good quality shots, staying with it for 40 minutes is something that'll come. But, yeah, like I said, 38% on an off night, I'll take that every day.
I'll take that every day. Again, the Flyers, a 90-61 victory over Charleston Southern. We come back in a short week Tuesday and play, then make the trip to Hawaii. Again, five guys in double figures. I really like the chemistry of this team, Keith. They really seem, as we talked about last year, they like each other. They're very, very good in practice. Doesn't seem like there's any animosity about playing time at this point. And I think as you're winning, that just makes it easier.
It does. It really does. And it's been a couple of years since we've had to deal with any locker room issues. But now, when they do like each other, when they enjoy playing with each other, just good things happen.
I agree with you. Well, again, the Flyers, a 90-61 victory over Charleston Southern. We'll be back after this break.
This is Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. You're listening to Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. Call with your questions and comments now at 457-1290. Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Welcome back to Flanagan's, home of the Flyers here after a 90-61 victory tonight. We got Jabbo from the Dayton Daily News on the phone. Jabbo, what do you think?
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm always unsure about the acoustics here at UD Arena. So.
You're doing great.
I'm sure everything sounds good.
Well, good, Jabbo. What do you think? Second game tonight, improvements, efficiencies. What did you think? What did Coach Grant have to say?
Well, a much better second half than first half, especially defensively. Charleston Southern came in shooting 18% from three-point range and then made 5 of 9 in the first half, which is not what you wanted to see if you were Dayton, because all eyes were on the defense tonight after the struggles in the first game against Indiana State. But they played better in the second half and turned in the type of score you expected in a game like this. Everybody expected Dayton to win by at least 20, and to win by 29 is about what it should have been. It's not a game that's going to tell you a whole lot about Dayton because Charleston Southern is not a great team by any stretch. The next game will show a little bit more. Omaha, a decent opponent, but really, the real test won't come until Maui. So it's a step in the right direction, but we didn't learn too much tonight that we didn't already know.
Well, I know this week they really worked a lot of different things on defense. Keith and I were talking earlier. They did some drills that we did back in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade with the shell defense, and that's when Coach Grant looked at me after practice. You remember some of those. So I know that had to be first thing on Coach Grant's mind about the defense.
Yeah, I think the important thing tonight was nobody played a lot of minutes. Nobody played even more than 27 minutes. Last year, even in a game like this, that wouldn't have been an option. Everybody would have had to play close to 30 or more. But they got some good rest tonight, especially for Toppin. He didn't play the last 7 or 8 minutes. He had a little bit of cramping issue. I don't think that was really a reason he didn't go back in, but he got a little bit of rest. That's important going into a game just 3 nights from now.
Yeah, with Obi Toppin again, a double-double tonight. He just seems to amaze me at some of the things he can do on the court.
5 dunks in the first half. I don't know how many he had in the second half. I'm not sure where the total is. He did get teed up for the first time for hanging on the rim a little bit too long in the first half. I think that's the first time that's happened to him in, 90 or something dunks in his Dayton career. So I guess that's not too bad. He said he was worried about landing on somebody, so hung on for a little bit longer than usual. So he didn't think he deserved it, but, no big deal in a game like this.
Yeah, look, it looked to us like there was somebody still under him. He was at least watching out for not trying to completely fall on the guy, but he also did a little bit of a pull-up and had his knees up high, too, so it was making it look good. But, like you said, 90-some dunks, only one technical. That's not a bad percentage.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Well, Jabbo, thank you for calling in. I know quick turnaround with the Tuesday game. This is just hopefully they'll improve the next game and head off to Hawaii.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I leave a week from tomorrow. I'm going to go see the Keith Wallace-Kowski statue in Maui. It's going to be an exciting time.
Well, I don't even want to ask that.
There's a few relics still hanging around up there.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeb. My bad.
there should be if there's not.
All right. See you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you, Dabo. Again, the Flyers, a 90-61 victory over Charleston Southern. Remember, you can reach us at 457-1290 or come to the Bud Light microphone. Another good game with five guys in double figures. I think that's happened two straight games. As Jabo said, what's nice is some of these guys are getting breaks where they were just could not go off the court last year with the depth that we've got.
Yeah, and that just makes it tough because then you're pacing yourself and you're not putting everything into the defense that you should be. You're not putting everything that you need to on, you know, cuts, different parts of the offense that don't necessarily involve you either handling the ball or shooting the ball. And that's a tough way to play basketball. So knowing that you can have a break, you've got someone coming, not that anybody ever wants to come off the floor, but know that you can go hard, ask for a sub, and only have it be a short break before you can get back in has got to be reassuring as well.
And I think with this depth, too, it makes practices are so competitive. You know, you've got Dwayne Garden, Rodney Garden, Jalen, and it's just the way it is. And if you don't perform, you're not going to play in this system with Coach Grant. So I think the way it's going with 9 or 10 guys, everyone should be happy with their playing time. And I think as the season wears on, it's got to help us.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And, I think it's nice to have that many people around. And when you're pushing each other and you're picking each other up during practice and, you know, guys like each other. They want to go play. They want to go play with their friends just like when we were kids, except they're doing it at such a much higher level. Okay. And it makes practices more fun, makes you more engaged to work on stuff, and then you see the results of that in the games.
Well, again, the Flyers, a 90-61 victory. I think what this team has got, maybe like I say, with the depth that they didn't have last year and with Chase being able to play the 4 and 5, Obi playing the 5 or 4 or 3 if it need to, or we can even go smaller like tonight with Trey. Trey actually was guarding almost a 4 or 5 in this lineup. So I think this is the depth that we're going to have. As you and I talked earlier in the game against some of the A-10 teams that maybe will not have the big dominant center like Kansas and Michigan State will have, I think the small lineup could come into the play this season.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is we – like they said, they're not trying to give too much away before Maui right now. But we can get really creative with some of the stuff that we do on offense, on defense, with lineups and who we got playing what and where. And, you know, you look at when you've got Obi and Chase Johnson and Ryan Meixel in all the same time. Like, those three guys are basically interchangeable on defense. And then Meixel and Crutcher and Chapman, like Meixel can switch with any of those guys on defense. So there's a lot of stuff that they're able to do, whether it's switching or pressing or being more aggressive or being less aggressive or baiting guys in. You know, they're smart, heady players as well. And I think once we get into Maui, once we get into the more competitive part of the season, we'll start to see some stuff like that come out.
And I think defensively it helps us also because sometimes it can take Jalen off the ball handler, the really good ball handler. They could put Rodney on him, move Jalen down to a 2, bring Dwayne in. As I said earlier, I think Dwayne's really the best ball defender we've got as a 1. So, or last year, we just could not do that without Rodney and without Dwayne.
Right, and when you look at situations like that on both sides of the court, like who's the point guard, who's bringing the ball up the court? Well, if Rodney's closer, make it Rodney. If Jalen's closer, make it Jalen. And then we go up and we run our fast break that way. Same thing on defense. If shot goes up, if Jalen shoots, then Rodney's back and he's got the first guy that's got the ball. Okay, he's directed in the defense. If Rodney shoots, Jalen's back. Same thing. They're interchangeable and they're very complementary to each other as well. And it allows them each to play as a point guard,
right,
but also play as a wing and play as a facilitator, but also play as a scorer. And I think being able to do that not only makes the team better, but it makes each one of those guys as individuals better. And, you know, again, I think if you look at the production we got out of the quote-unquote point guard position tonight, I mean, you're looking at 20-plus points and, like, 10, 12 assists, and that's just ridiculously good production from that position.
Yeah, if it stays like that, they're going to be so hard to defend. I thought Ryan Meixel, again, he is such a steady player. And he just doesn't make mistakes. That's what I like about him. He's such a leader on the court. Sometimes somebody will be going the wrong way, and Ryan will, you know, casually say, you know, you're supposed to do this.
Yeah.
So you can't produce those type of players.
Yeah, he's a really good leader. He's a really smart, heady player. And he's, I mean, generally someone that you don't look at the stat sheet and say, or you don't watch the game and say, man, Ryan Mixel is having a great game tonight. But then you look at the stats, and he's got 12 points and 7 rebounds and 3 assists and a block, and he's, you know, just doing all kinds of stuff. And he's like, wow, he really does fill up that stat sheet, and he is a, you know, a quote-unquote glue guy that brings a lot more than just a glue guy generally brings to the table.
Well, he's been around for 5 years. I mean,
yeah, he knows what he's doing, right?
He knows what he's doing. There's no doubt about that. So hopefully we can continue this, win Tuesday night, and go on to Maui with a 3-0 record. Well, we got to close this up for the evening. For my partner, Keith Walkowski, for my grandson, Jack, at Austin, Texas, AI. We're just pleased with the 90-61 victory over Charleston Southern. Good luck, Flyers, and we'll see you next week.
This is Flyer Feedback on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.